From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to meet later today to discuss the latest North Korean missile test. This time it was a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that was fired over Japan. The rocket, believed to be a Hwasong-12 intermediate-range rocket, broke apart and fell into the Pacific waters off Hokkaido. Pyongyang launched a communications satellite atop a rocket that flew over Japan in 2009. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the North's reckless action is unprecedented and a serious and grave threat to his nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, Ro Jae-jong, said despite the repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile this year from the vicinity of Sunan, that's near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing, and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous, and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of a joint military exercise by U.S. and South Korea that Pyongyang has repeatedly denounced. A European African summit in Paris on migration Monday agreed to a plan to try and stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations that are struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert and the waters of the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump travels to Texas today to witness the devastation being caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. That came ashore late Friday and has been lingering over South Texas for 4 days. That storm has also dumped a great deal of rain as it slowly moves eastward. Mr. Trump Monday was asked his view of the unfolding natural disaster.
Nous devons agir.
The president said he expected quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. He has declared 18 Texas counties disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have already fallen, and another 60 are expected over the next 2 days. As many as 9 fatalities are blamed on the storm. Nearly 7 million people, including people in Houston, the nation's fourth largest city, have been affected. Harvey is slowly moving toward eastern Louisiana. That state's governor is John Bel Edwards.
This is going to play out over several days. That's exactly what's happening. The storm is more or less stationary, but to the extent that it's moving, it's actually moving towards the east in our direction. And that makes this obviously a dangerous situation for our state, especially those people on the western portion of our state.
The storm is also impacting the nation's oil refineries. Robert Sinclair is a spokesman for the travel agency AAA.
More than 30% of total U.S. refining capacity is located in the Gulf Coast. And in fact, where the storm first hit, Corpus Christi, there are 5 refineries with about 4% of U.S. refining capacity. All of them were knocked offline.
Kenya's Supreme Court has begun hearing opposition leader Raila Odinga's challenge to this month's electoral victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The former prime minister has charged the election was marred by fraud. The court Monday ordered the Election Commission to grant access to its computer servers and electronic devices that were used in counting the votes. In Myanmar, security forces continue operations in the rest of western Rakhine State. That's where more than 100 people have been killed since Rohingya militants ambushed troops on Friday. The operations have forced thousands of minority Rohingya Muslims to flee the violence to neighboring Bangladesh. And India and China have agreed to disengage their forces along the disputed Doklam border region in the eastern Himalayas. China's foreign ministry said Chinese soldiers will continue to patrol the area it insists is its sovereign right. I'm Doug Bernard reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.